This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Filippo Lavotti, and I am a podcaster. I'm a podcast host and a podcast owner. And this is not my first time on your podcast. This is actually my second episode with you. Mm-hmm. The first one was so much fun that I thought, hey, I definitely want to come back and talk a little bit more about user adoption. And in late September of this year, 2020, I started a new podcast, and it's a podcast about user experience, and not just user experience as an industry, but everything that revolves around this industry. And the podcast name is The Industry of UX. And I have a semi co-host, because it's more of a recurrent guest than a co-host, but we have a lot of fun doing it, and I don't see myself now doing anything other than a podcast.
Filippo, tell us part two of how are you involved with user adoption?
That is a great question. So user adoption, when it comes to podcast, I can say it's the user is actually the listener. So that's something that we need to think about when we're talking about podcasts, because it's a little bit different than the user that I'm normally involved with, which is either the customer service agent at Zappos or the customer that purchases, that makes a purchase on the consumer-facing website. So when it comes to listener, the listener experience is, of course, my priority. When it comes to listener experience, what I want to provide is valuable. I want to give value to the listener, but I also want to entertain the listener. And I know that there is a little bit of a debate out there with podcast hosts about what, that maybe it's better to focus on one versus the other, because then you can actually get really deep into, you know, maybe being very informational versus being very entertaining. But at the same time, I feel that I want to listen to my own podcast and have a level of entertainment myself. So if I am bored recording my own podcast, or if I am not finding myself entertained by my own podcast, there's no reason for me to put it out there. So when it comes to listener adoption, I want to make sure that by providing value and some level of entertainment at the same time, I'm going to enrich the listener's day, life, experience. And so with that, they're going to come back and they're going to start becoming subscribers, and then they're going to, you know, eventually become fans and loyal listeners. That's kind of what I'm aiming for.
Filippo, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
That's a great question. So when it comes to listener adoption, as I mentioned before, the two biggest things are providing value and some level of entertainment to the listeners. So the biggest challenge for me is to provide not only that, but also have an entire package that the listeners can rely on. So the podcast is one thing, and it's really good that we provide the highest possible value and engagement and entertainment to the users. But when they leave that podcast, what else are we providing to them? And this takes the form of a website. It can take the form of other type of platforms. But for my own podcast, what I want to provide is additional information that I can use to branch out from there, so that the value that they get from the podcast is then mirrored in the website and social and so forth. So they get off of the podcast, they go on the website, either on the phone or on the computer. They can look at show notes, they can look at who was behind the microphone. So understanding who was that provided that value, not just the host, of course, but the guest or guests. How can I reach out to them if I need more information? Like, where do they work? How can I find out more about them? And then things like the transcript of the episode and whatever is needed for the listener to understand the entire context of the episode and the entire context of the podcast. Because if we don't provide that for them, I find that we tell them the beginning of the story, but then we don't tell them how the story ends. And if they have to find the ending on their own, they might even look for a different podcast. So I like to tie all these things in. So it's an end-to-end experience and not just half of it. So because of the challenging of, you know, having the listeners come back, definitely having a website and having, you know, taking into consideration the entire listening experience and not just when they are pressing play, and considering that journey as, you know, they press play, they press stop, that's when I have to take care of them. The rest is whatever they do with their time after that is not my concern. Wrong. It is your concern, and it should be my concern as a podcast host to make sure that I provide the value outside of this 30 minutes of podcast that I normally record.
Great points. And what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Another great question. So when it comes to improving user adoption, so keep in mind that I've been doing this specifically on the podcast for the last a little bit more than three months, but I've been in user experience for the past 15 years. So I like how the overlap, there is definitely overlap there between the two subjects, the two words there. So when you're thinking about a podcast, one of the things that it definitely is going to improve user adoption is thinking about why you're doing it. Of course, the goal, the purpose, and all those, you know, the questions that you should be already asking yourself before you start a podcast or any business for that matter. But also, I guess something that I already mentioned before, something that I mentioned in the previous episode that I recorded with you, is making sure that you understand what the experience looks like from A to Z. As I said before, it's not just when they listen to that clip, to that podcast, to the recording of the podcast, taking care of the listeners throughout. So think about when they start, they press pause or they press stop, and they want to check out more about who you are, what you're doing, what your guest is doing. How do you serve that? Something else that has helped me a lot is when I'm actually, and this is more related to the recording, but when I'm recording a podcast, is understanding, especially if you have a guest, understanding what the listener would want to hear and ask this, like be really curious as if you were your listener. And that is going to help bring in the best out of the guest and is going to provide that level of entertainment and value that I was mentioning before. And I guess the last thing that I can possibly bring up as, you know, a recommendation or a suggestion I can make is to bring in guests that are interesting, that have some sort of following already, or that they have something to say. I guess one of the things that I've read that resonated with me is to who in your field should be famous but is not yet. And if you ask your questions and you make if you look at your guests that way, like who of your in your circle or in your just outside of your circle, it should be famous because has you know, a set of principles or philosophy or books that you really like, but this person is not famous yet, and you can help them by bringing them onto your show. I guess these will be the recommendations that I will make.
And Filippo, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can check out The Industry of UX, my podcast, at theindustryofux.com. The website is still a work in progress, of course. I like to keep my work, you know, work in small chunks and iterate based on user feedback. But there is plenty of information there to understand who we are, what we do, why we're doing it. And each episode has its own page where we go into transcripts, really pretty much understanding, you know, why the episode was even built in the first place. And you can do that. You can also check out the podcast on your favorite podcast app. We are pretty much everywhere: Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And you can also, if you really feel like you want to get to know me a little bit more personally, you can check out my website, filippolovotti.com. I use it as my portfolio, but it does have some level of personal stuff there. And you can reach out at hello@filippolovotti.com. Thank you so much for having me on today. Again, this is the second time I record with you. It's always a lot of fun. I love to, you know, talk about user adoption. I think it's, it talks about that interaction, which is at the birth of everything that we do, especially in user experience, you know, with that interaction between you in the form of a company or you in the form of a team with the user, that is the spark that starts everything. And getting them to start that spark is a very, very interesting subject that I don't think it's talked enough about yet.
Agreed. And that's why I started this podcast. Well, thanks again, Filippo.
Well, thanks again, Enrique. I love having this opportunity. Thank you so much again for having me on. I really wish you a lot of success with your podcast. I think you're doing great work. So keep up the momentum.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.